Continuing with a few more details on the words of Shulchan Aruch, that a person has to be extremely concerned, that one should not become a tircha, one shouldn't become a burden on the chayla in his efforts to do good. He shouldn't by accidentally cause greater stress on the chayla. So I mentioned yesterday that generally is a question everyone has to answer for themselves, how well, you know, try to assess the best they can what their unique role will be in visiting the chayla, will it you know, bring benefit or not, and what one should do if one is best suited by not going to visit. Just one parenthetic note, which is worth pointing out, kedai to be aware of. There are times when somebody chashev comes into a chayla, and by doing so, the chayla himself very often will try to arise a show of respect towards someone chashev, a rav, a shiva, a rebbe, somebody who's chashev will come to visit him, and will try to do that. The halacha, which is clearly established in Tzedakas Avelos in 7-9 Vav, but it's coming from the Gemara in Marikaton, the halacha is there is no chiv whatsoever for a chayla or an oval to rise up, a few nasi should be a throw, will come to visit him. There's no halacha for him to stand up. This means that, you know, sometimes we think that really he should be standing up. He's a chayla, we feel bad, you know, what should you do? You tell him, you know, not a big deal. You're an einus, you're thought. It's not a question of einus. The actual chiv of kima, to stand up for Adam Chasher, stand up for a rov, or Tam Chacham, is not said by an oval by a chayla. Kveger cites the Gemara in Kedushin, which says that kima is only said in situations of hidda, of hadar, where there's a, for example, we don't stand up in America. There's no halacha to stand up in America. You see someone chasher, there's no halacha to stand up. It's not a place of respect. A place, but when you're visiting a chayla, it's not a scenario which would require respect. And therefore, mi'ikar din, there's not incumbent b'chalal on the chayla stand up, and therefore he should not train himself to do so. It's not necessarily for the person to tell him, but the chayla himself should be aware of this beforehand, so he shouldn't suffer undue aggravation. Now, that again, just yesterday we were discussing random cases where one has to assess the value of his visit. There's some scenarios where Shachnar says clearly that there's always a general understanding there is a tirch in the chayla, and therefore everybody, pretty much at large, should assume there's no mitzvah b'chaylam directly to go visit, and that is that there are cases where somebody has a problem. Some of the cases are elaborated on are a case where somebody has a problem with his vision. Chayli ayin, chayli me'ayim, and chayli harosh. What is that? Someone has a severe headache, someone has severe vision problems, or someone has chayli me'ayim. Now, if somebody has severe headaches or issues with vision, the problem here is that he'll find it very difficult to have a conversation. Now, if someone comes to visit him, the chayla naturally will feel pressured, as if it's incumbent upon him, to have a conversation with the person who visits him. It's uncomfortable for him to sit there and have someone come visit him and not say anything. So he's going to do what he can to try to keep the conversation going. It's going to be very uncomfortable for him, and it can be a lot of stress on him for doing so. These type of sicknesses, when you know he has a sickness, which makes it hard for him to have a conversation, it's better not to visit. These scenarios one should not visit, because doing so will inevitably cause stress in the chayla. Likewise, chayla me'ayim. Someone has something wrong, we have to, you know, he's constantly having to relieve himself, or has some scenarios with a catheter or something else, where it's generally very uncomfortable for the chayla to have people around him, unless they're very good friends of his or the immediate family. The assumption, the working assumption always is, don't try to, you know, think maybe it'll be different to be there, he won't be uncomfortable. Always work with the assumption, which is a clear halacha in Shulchan Aruch, one should not be going and visiting some scenarios. One can inquire from the family, generally, even if one comes down to the hospital, one can inquire from the family if it's wise to go visit or not. But the working assumption should be that one should not go and be mevaker in such scenarios. I mentioned, if one cannot be mevaker, what should one do? So yesterday I mentioned about inquiring from afar. There's a child discussed by Ramesh Feinstein and others, Barichos, what about telephoning a chayla? Is there a kiyum, a fulfillment of the mitzvah b'chaylam if you call by phone? So the Paiskin seems to be on board. Everyone seems to be agreeing that it's certainly not a full fulfillment of b'chaylam. B'chaylam, first of all, is pointed out in the Pasuk Asher Yelchu, that you will go. It's meant to be a mitzvah where you go and visit. Ideally, it's the full fulfillment of the concept is to go and visit somebody directly. Now, you're not doing that, but we said earlier that the concept of b'chaylam basically runs over three simple concepts. One of them is to mechazik spirits. One of them is to familiarize yourself with the situation in order to help his needs. And one is to familiarize yourself in order to misspell. The familiarity, which can be gained through a phone call, is minimal, but it is something. It's something which gives a bit of an awareness, a bit of a feeling for the chayla. So Ramesh and others say, on that aspect, even though you're not there, and you can't really take care of him, you don't see what he needs through a phone call, you're not going to get a full picture of what's going on, but you will get some familiarity, and you could help a little bit if you mention something, and you can misspell properly by hearing his voice, understanding a little bit what's going on in the conversation. It'll give you a bit of a feel. So they say there is a key, there is, but the evid, if one cannot go down, in a scenario where one is an itis and can't go down, one is far away, or one can't go down because one of these reasons, one should call, and one is mekayim the mitzvah, but again, it's not ideal, and it's not a full fulfillment. I know recently some people brought the topic, what would happen if somebody would do a video conference, or Skype, or something along those lines, where they can see the chayla directly. Again, one isn't there, but one certainly gets even bigger fulfillment of the mitzvah. Again, I didn't see anything in the current Paiskim speak about it, but I imagine it does give one more of a feel, but obviously in such cases, one also has to be very careful for the embarrassment, perhaps, the chayla. It shouldn't in any way challenge his own self-respect, and he shouldn't lose what he's trying to gain.